Yes, I agree. I'll move forward with the next phase of the plans immediately. Thank you, Minister, for your time. Oh, is it time for our meeting already? I was just talking to Minister Thorne. The new research labs that we've been planning since you took over as CEO are ready to begin construction, so I was about to schedule the groundbreaking ceremony. The minister and you both have an opening Monday evening, and he's requested it be done then. I'll clear your schedule for the entire night for the ceremony, if that's okay. As for your appointment request with the former CEO, it seems that the council has granted you permission to visit the estate, but not to see her. They've asked me to relay the message that if you need information from her for any reason, it will need to be relayed through them, even if it's of a confidential matter. Sir, my apologies. It seems that your request to see her to ask about the secure files of the company has failed. It seems that they're quite serious about the no-contact orders they've put in place. I'm sorry, sir. If there were a way I could get you in to see her, even if it were only for a few minutes, I would do so. I miss her as well. However, your leadership has proven to be quite effective. You've weeded through most of the old contracts and projects and started several interesting new ones that have caught the eye of some powerful people. In fact, your personal approach to things has even melted quite a few hearts among not only your own company, but others as well. Ah, yes. My heart as well. Yes, I was known as an ice queen before I became your aide, wasn't I? I mean, I still treat most people rather coldly, and don't get me wrong, I am still rather frigid in many ways. But I admit I seem to have warmed up to you, at least. You seem to have a way with words or something that I just can't deny. That's true. You've awakened well to your vampiric powers, and charisma like that could very well be part of it. On top of that, I've heard rumors that vampiric charisma can be so powerful that even other vampires can forget it being used on them after a while. If that's the case with you, you could be far more powerful than even I've calculated. And that could be far more scary. Why is that? Well, for one, you could theoretically control any lesser vampire under you without them ever knowing it. Change their minds on most topics. Get them to do random things without them remembering. Even feed on them without their knowledge, like a human if you so desired. Any strange cravings? Now that you mention it, I have had this strange craving for a while now. Yes, about since our first meeting, I think. Feed on you? Oh no, I would never hope to impose, sir. However, I have to admit that the idea is quite appealing. Something about it really makes my teeth itch. Oh no, no, I'm not that thirsty, really. I mean, yes, I do suppose I could really use a bite to drink, but it has been a while since I've had anything that really satisfied me like you did that night. And it's a shame since it was so intoxicating, I barely remember it. It wouldn't be proper though, would it? After all, you're my boss. But we're both single, right? And it's not like we're going to let this get out or get in the way of our work. In fact, it might even help boost productivity. And if you're saying it's okay, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit torn over such a thing. Yeah, I'm normally very decisive over everything, but you know I used to work in HR. Something like this is heavily frowned upon, at the very least. However, if you're sure, I'll take a little sip. Goodness, yes. I see now. Your blood is amazing. I remember now how delicious you are. I forgot just how amazingly delicious. And you say you have something even better? I have a feeling I know what that might be. If you don't mind, sir, then I think I'll help myself. It seems you're already waiting for me. I was right. Were you always this delicious? And this big. Seriously. Please come in my mouth. I want every last drop of you. It's intoxicating. Fill my mouth. I feel you switching already. Oh. drop. It sent tingles throughout me. Oh, sir. What is it made of? Oh, your vampiric power. Oh, it's definitely inside of that. Oh. Oh, if this is what the former CEO was addicted to, I understand why. The banquet is in 4 hours, but I'm not sure we should fill that entire 4 hours with this. I know another hole you can fill, though. If you're willing to give it a stab. After all, even after pouring what feels like almost a gallon down my gullet, you're still hard. We can't put that to waste, now can we? The entrance of my vag. I'm not sure it's... Okay. Yeah, that's a tight fit. Okay, the head's in. Gentle. Okay. A little bit at a time. Okay. Okay, just a little at a time. Couple inches. Okay. No, I don't think you can. Okay. Okay, maybe you can. Okay. Okay. Please. I just need a moment. I feel like you're splitting me in half. I know I won't die, but I'm already dead. I just need a moment. Okay. 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 Oh, heavens above. Oh, yeah. Split me in two. Oh, slay me. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm.
fuck yes, Bastard. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh. Oh, split me in two, Bastard. Oh yes. Oh. Oh, pump me full. Oh, fill me. Oh. Oh yes. Oh. Oh. Keep going. God, yes. Okay. I think that might have been a bit too much. And I think we should probably clean up now. Okay. We can rest for now in each other's arms. And thank you for such an amazing time. Thank you.